Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people don't recycle. And I've been just kind of getting a little bit heebie-jeebie-ish with all this, everything going on with COVID. Because, you know, I have worked at the Environmental Protection Agency. I love the environment. You know, I support, much of the legislation we have to kind of, you know, keep our air clean and, you know, protect our trees and things like that. And I noticed when we went crazy with COVID and fearful of COVID, we basically took a lot of those rules and threw them out the door. They just, you know, all of a sudden, no, you could idle in your car. See, I keep shutting off my car to help the environment, and now they're like, nope, you can't walk into a store, you can't walk into a restaurant, you got to sit in your car and idle for pickup. And, you know, if you live in Las Vegas and it's 120 degree summers, you're going to have to sit in your car with air conditioning. And I loved being able to, you know, just kind of recycle menus or recycle things, and all of a sudden things, we started being handed out paper. Clipperside in the salon, spraying everything with Clipperside. You know, you do soaks and things like that, but now people, because of the speed of it, you know, people are using a lot of sprays and Lysols and all sorts of chemicals, you know, that now are going up into the air and could be affecting the ozone layer because, again, with COVID. And then our plastic use. Our plastic use is just, everywhere I go, I see plexiglass and plastic and don't touch this and, you know, kind of shields and now masks and all the paper and plastic and the idling and the chemicals. You kind of are like, okay, wait a second, what's happening to our environment? We're seeing birds get tangled up in these looped masks and people are saying, well, then rip up the mask when you take it off. You're not supposed to touch a mask. Remember, the whole purpose of the mask is to not touch infectious disease. And so we're having a tough time trying to be eco-friendly. And this day couldn't come quick enough. Tomorrow, on the 15th, is National Recycling Day. So National Recycling Day. Oh, man, I lost my feed. Sorry about that. National Recycling Day basically, you know, teaches us, or just kind of, you know, makes it more, shall we say, aware. We get more awareness that, well, we kind of need to start thinking more about recycling. And with recycling, the big problem we have is it's very confusing. So when somebody tells me, can you recycle this? I've seen charts and infograms and pictures, and I've seen them say, no, 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 you cannot throw a pizza box into a recycling bin. I've seen other cities go, absolutely, you can take a recycling bin. And so, unfortunately, the big problem that we're having is everybody seems to differ on what they could do. Now, you know, what are some of the statistics here? Well, in terms of waste and in terms of being able to, shall we say, you know, find things in our house that we could reuse, just to kind of give you a little bit of numbers, just to kind of understand the size and the scale of this, is according to National Geographic, 6.3 billion tons of recyclable matter never made it to the recycling bin. In terms of what we're seeing nationally, they say the total generation of municipal solid waste in 2018 was 292.4 million tons, or 4.9 pounds of per person per day. So we're not, we have a lot of things that we're wasting. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I made a mnemonic to kind of help people, you know, remember what to do. And you can actually recycle food. But a lot of the recycling companies are like, nope, we don't want food. Well, so people don't know what to do. You can recycle food. Food could go into compost. They say 93.9 million tons of MSW were recycled and composted. That's great.
Because you could use compost. You could use it for animal feeds. You could use it for processing. You could use it for your land application. You could use it for fertilization. So it's like, you know, come on, people, what are we doing? And so, you know, I know recycling has been kind of, you know, taken over by more, you know, more one political side than another. Let me get my live feed up again. And so, unfortunately, we're not having, you know, as much agreement on both sides on recycling. But National Recycle Day is supposed to kind of remind us we need to get our act together. So what do you do if your recycling company is telling you one thing and another recycling company is telling you others? Well, okay, it depends on who your recycling company is. We use Republic Services. Republic Services gives us a great list of what we can recycle and what we can't. But for those of you that are just like, okay, look, I just need to know what you can recycle, I made a mnemonic, a really simple, easy mnemonic, and it's called Recycle. All right? Yeah, it's not that hard. So the R-E is for reading materials. So letters, paper, books, anything that you could read or paper can be recycled. Re. The C is for containers, cardboard, cans. You could recycle cans. That's what the C is for. The Y, I couldn't think of why, so I was like, you got this. You can do it. That's the Y. Okay? Then the next C is for clear bottles. Clear bottles can be recycled. All right? And then the E, or then the L, is for leftovers. You could recycle food. It could go into compost. You could recycle, you know, soaps and detergents and things like that. You could recycle them. They might not get picked up by your particular recycling company, but leftovers can be recycled. You just need to find out who in your city will do that to turn it into compost or use the extra shampoo or things like that. So L is for leftovers, and then E is for electronics. We can recycle electronics. You take out the batteries. The batteries might even be recycled by another source, but you take out the batteries and you can recycle electronics. Now, again, it all depends on where you live. Some companies, some recycling companies are like, no, we will not take electronics. We will not take the pizza boxes. Others, as you see, are like, oh, hell yeah, we'll take the pizza box. I think Republic Services in my neck of the woods, they're going to take the pizza box. So this is the problem. It's confusing. Okay, I made the mnemonic because in that mnemonic, these are the things we can recycle. We can recycle any of that. Right, reading materials for the RE, cardboard boxes, containers. You can recycle milk containers, cans. You can do this. C, clear bottles. Y, or L, leftovers. I'm getting this. And then E, electronics. So it's easy. Look up your public services or look up your sanitation. Find out, you know, what you need in terms of crates and stuff. But honestly, we really don't need to waste all these tons of things. There's a lot we could do. And it helps the environment. So National Recycling Day tomorrow. Woo-hoo! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877. Doc Sally.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So hospitals are getting ready. With the COVID cases and the surges we're seeing and the hospitalizations that are being reported, hospitals need to get ready. And there's a lot of things they need. They need PPE. Alright, they need staff. We've been talking about staffing shortages, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's gonna happen next and how we're gonna get more staff and what we need to do. But a huge thing we need in our hospitals now is blood. And here to join us is Dr. Baya Lasky, Medical Director at the American Red Cross, to kind of walk us through how American Red Cross is trying to help prepare our hospitals. Dr. Lasky, thank you again for joining us. We really do appreciate it. Dr. Lasky, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Can you hear us?
Hi. I can hear you. Dr. Dahlia, thanks so much for having me.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so the American Red Cross, obviously on the front lines of so much, and now they're trying to help prepare our hospitals for the next COVID, flu, pneumonia season, which is not going to be easy. Tell me what you guys are doing on your end.
Yes, so COVID has impacted the blood supply in a number of ways, and the Red Cross is becoming increasingly concerned about the nation's blood supply, including convalescent plasma, which you may know is one of the primary treatments that's being used right now. So number one, there has been an increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations, which has led to the Red Cross sending a record number of COVID-19 plasma products or convalescent plasma to hospitals. So we're sending out, we shipped out about 4,000 units last week, and we've just seen our highest shipment day this week. So we're being impacted in that way. Additionally, COVID has impacted the Red Cross in just general blood collections. So we're being impacted across the board.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. You know, many schools are virtual, you know, college campuses closed. You know, these were places where you were getting regular blood supply. You were having, you know, weekly or monthly drives. You know, how's that impacting the amounts of blood you have, you know, in order to ship to hospitals and medical centers?
Absolutely. We have had tens of thousands of blood drives canceled during the whole COVID pandemic, which has resulted in over a million units that we have not been able to collect. And, of course, you know, the patients have ongoing needs for trauma, for cancer patients, for people with sickle cell disease. So you're exactly right. Because of school closures, school campuses, sporting events, faith-based organizations, all the places where we engage with the community to hold blood drives have been canceled. So that's really impacted our ability to collect regular blood products like red cells, plasma, platelets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, here we are. We're looking to see what's happening with Regeneron and Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibody treatments. And we're watching what's happening with Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. But the Red Cross has been on the front line of treating COVID patients because of your ability to provide convalescent plasma. And the process is it's fantastic because you do it for free. You basically will screen the blood for free. Walk everybody through how they could help you help, you know, fight COVID.
Yes, absolutely. So we have two avenues where people can donate both convalescent plasma and the regular blood products. So number one, for individuals who are known survivors of COVID-19, they know they've been ill, they've had a positive test, and they are now recovered. We will, when they sign up, we will evaluate them to see if they're eligible. We have just standard donor eligibility criteria for people to meet, and we will collect plasma from them on a machine. So this takes place at our fixed site collection centers. And for each time someone gets into the chair, we can collect up to four units. So each person that donates directly convalescent plasma, that has the ability or potential ability to impact four patients who still are fighting the virus. So that's really ideal for people who are known to be recovered to sign up and donate. But we are also doing antibody testing on all of our blood donors. And what this does for us, it benefits us and it also benefits the community in a few ways. Number one, so when we collect whole blood, we separate that into the red cells and the plasma. And if the plasma is tested as positive for the COVID antibodies, we can convert that also to convalescent plasma. So that's bolstering our convalescent plasma inventory by up to 500 units a week, which is really helpful. Additionally, it helps us to identify donors who can be converted into convalescent plasma donors in particular, which then we can start to do the four units at a time. And then also it provides information for individuals who may be interested in knowing whether they've been exposed to the virus or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And,
so that,
you know,
that just helps our...
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, finish.
I was just... I was just going to add that that's helping our overall blood supply. You know, while we're struggling to hold drives, is that, you know, we're offering something to the public to help, you know, garner interest in people coming to donate, because it is a safe process.
Absolutely. We are talking to Dr. Lasky of the American Red Cross, Bialaski Medical Director. And, you know, some of my listeners have had trouble conceptualizing all these different treatments out there, vaccines versus the polyclonal antibodies, monoclonal antibodies versus convalescent plasma. And I kind of, you know, and you might explain it a lot better than I do, because you're a lot more linguistically competent than I am. I'm just fumbling over my words, especially on a Friday. But basically, convalescent plasma, it allows the person who has the virus, it allows it to kind of block and neutralize. It's giving antibodies from other people who have fought it. And it's a little bit similar, except a lot cheaper than what, you know, President Trump got with the polyclonal antibodies or what Eli Lilly's making in medical. I mean, you're kind of doing what drug companies are trying to reproduce now.
Exactly. So convalescent plasma is something that has been used historically with other diseases to a limited extent. This is really the largest scale effort of the use of convalescent plasma, but you're exactly right. When patients are, you know, it's like what our bodies do when they're exposed to a foreign pathogen, they form an antibody. And so when people see the coronavirus, the strain of the coronavirus, their body is going to form an antibody response. So once they've recovered, then we take their plasma containing those antibodies and we give it to people who may have who have active disease, and it's helping to exactly what you said. The antibody will target the virus to hopefully help clear it faster, so it minimizes the disease severity and hopefully steers them back in the right direction towards recovery.
Many people who have survived survived as a result of also getting convalescent plasma as part of their regimen.
Correct. There are ongoing studies. As you can imagine, it's a very hot area for research because we still have to figure out who is the ideal candidate. When do you give it? We're now recognizing that it's more helpful if you give it earlier in the disease. How much? What's the ideal dose? So there's a lot to be sorted out with this research. But it is very similar to some of the therapies that are coming out from the drug companies. There's something called hyperimmune, where you have a convalescent plasma, but very much concentrated, which is used in diseases like hepatitis B. We see similar therapies where it's just a very distilled, concentrated antibody. People are looking at that. To develop that, I should say, people, the companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and then exactly like you said, the polyclonal and monoclonal therapies are looking to replicate what the body does, but polyclonal means there's more than one type of antibody present, and then monoclonal is just the one clone that is intended to target the virus and clear it. So they all work on basically the same premise.
That's fantastic. Dr. Lasky, how can people help, host a drive, donate blood? Where should we send them?
All of the above. If they go to redcrossblood.org/plasma, the number 4, COVID, plasma for COVID, they can sign up to become convalescent plasma donors. And also, if they don't know that they have had, they have not had COVID, just redcrossblood.org, they can sign up to be a standard blood donor. Mm-hmm. And we're of course also looking for folks in the community to host blood drives.
Wonderful, Dr. Lasky. Thank you and your team. God bless for all you do, and can't wait to speak with you again. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City, 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress.
It'll be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman. And it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America. That they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News. A manhunt is underway in East Arkansas. Law enforcement in Helena say one of their own was shot and killed Thursday when he was trying to locate a suspect in an earlier shooting. The suspect is 29-year-old Latarius Howard. He was last seen in a maroon SUV. A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that some mail-in ballots belonging to first-time voters in the state who hadn't confirmed their identity before November 9th will not be counted. Commonwealth Court President Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt ruled on Thursday that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchbar did not have the required authority when she issued a last-minute election change. The death toll rises in North Carolina from flooding caused by Ada. At least 7 deaths were blamed on the weather, including 3 people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Ada is now out to sea off the coast of the Carolinas. Thursday night football was a battle for first place in the AFC South. The Colts beat the home team Titans 34-17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Getting my live up here. And one of these days I'll be able to have longer arms. I think that's the one thing. Everybody's like, oh, do you want to fly? Do you want to be able to stand and pee? Honestly, I want longer arms. If I had longer arms, I could get a lot more done. I think I want to be like that Mrs. Incredible. You know, the one that could just kind of be all rubbery and, you know, be able to, guys, that would really make my life easier. Okay, so Thanksgiving rules. Thanksgiving rules have been changing. And maybe they're just guidelines, okay? You know, or a code.
But in northern Nevada, since Washoe health officials, Washoe County is like the big county up in Reno, up in northern Nevada that houses Reno and Carson City. And then I live in Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada. I did live in Washoe County when I went to UNR. And Washoe County has made some changes to Thanksgiving. I don't know if you guys heard any woohoo or yee-haw. I don't know if you guys heard any of that yesterday, because one of the health district officials had suggested to not invite over the in-laws for Thanksgiving. Just keep in household contacts. If you're going to do Thanksgiving, just in your house. Not the neighbors, not the boss, because no one likes the boss, and the boss doesn't have any friends, you got to invite the boss over. Not, you know, the, I don't know, you know, the kid that, you know, nobody really, really likes, and the parents kind of left him with the babysitter. Right? And then, you know, the family members, whether they're your own family members or the in-laws, that just seem to take the holiday and ruin it. Now, we talk about Thanksgiving. The number one medication asked for on Thanksgiving isn't Viagra. You know, it isn't heart medication and blood pressure. It's Xanax and Valium. So, you know, I think people are like, Dr. Dahlia, shut up. Let's leave it does lie. Ixnay on the no in-laws coming to Thanksgiving Day. But it's I think, very representative of, you know, where state officials feel with the big surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations and the numbers and with everything going on. You know, Thanksgiving, just like Easter, I mean, I would have liked to see the same passion, you know, in the spring, but, you know, when people were told to, you know, do virtual Passover and virtual Easter, it was kind of rough. It was rough. I mean, we did that with my mom. It was interesting because, you know, we had my mom join us, you know, and she talked, and it was okay. She talked most of it. And then at the end of the Skype session, because we Skyped with my mom, it said, how would you rate your call with your mom? I was like, oh my gosh, there's like a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4, 5-star. And I was like, oh, my mom's going to find out if I 1-star this, you know, and you know, and I understand Skype's like, look, it's not my fault that, you know, you Skype people into your family dinner. Well, with Thanksgiving this year, you know, we have a lot of older family members. And so, you know, are we going to Skype it? Are we going to have them over? Yeah, I've talked to people and people said, oh, hell no, people are coming over. We are done with the, you know, not being around family. Life is too short. And remember we talked about yesterday how many people might not abide, you know, by the, by a lockdown or shutdown. You know, and people just were kind of grumpy and they were, you know, mad at people and all that. But I mean, people have kind of been away from their family members all year. And that's, they've been looking forward to Thanksgiving, and now they can finally see their family members, and all of a sudden they're being criticized. And, you know, I mean, when does it end? So, personally for me, because we have some family members that are going to be older than 70, you know, we are going to, you know, separate them, and I have asked my mom to just eat. I've asked my mom to eat in the garage. I'll be nice. I'll let her in the house. I'll let her in the house. See, this is Washoe County. We don't live in Washoe County. Where's Clark County saying no in-laws and no family members? Come on, Clark County peeps. You gotta, you know, you gotta do us a solid. But, you know, that means business. They're basically just stopping short of telling people to not do Thanksgiving. I mean, if we didn't have other family members or friends coming over for Thanksgiving, it would be me, my husband, and my two sons. Well, what do we do during dinner time? We have the game on, or Mandalorian on Friday night, or we, you know, we make fun of each other, or we spill something, and we argue about the dishes. I really don't want Thanksgiving to be a typical night. I mean, I eat with my, you know, my kids and husband all the time. It's not very, why then am I going to be cooking? I'm not going to cook a turkey for that. You know, I'd rather, you know, make my arroz con pollo or something, okay? And I have my comfort food. So we'll see. We'll see. And, you know, Dallas is playing, so I want to watch a football game. So we'll see what happens. But it just shows that a lot of states, Chicago, New York, they're starting to crack down. Now, also in the news is Oregon, Washington, and California have issued travel advisories due to coronavirus. So you got Governor Kate Brown of Oregon, you got Governor Gavin Newsom of California, and Jay Inslee of Washington, and they have issued travel advisories Friday, urging visitors entering their states or returning home from travel outside these states to self-quarantine. So if you are going to visit family in California or Oregon or Washington, They are asking you to self-quarantine. They said COVID-19 does not stop at state lines. Really? Then why did we have the plexiglass during one of the debates? That just seemed like it was really blocking the virus to me. So apparently the virus halts. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. So hospitals across the West are stretching the capacity. They said we must take steps to ensure travelers are not bringing the disease home with them. I don't know if you remember, was it Montana or North Dakota? Man, the governors there, they didn't mess around. They go, if you're going to come to our state when all this is starting, don't. You know, or if so, just quarantine for 14 days. Now, some of you guys are like, with Dr. Dye, that's awesome. You know, if they quarantine, you know, they can't, you know, bug you. But they might quarantine in your house. Okay, you might have a family member now in your house quarantining. And if they can't leave for 14 days, you know, Thanksgiving is just supposed to be 3-4 days. So 3-4 days of Thanksgiving, you just turn that into a 14-day. So for those of you in Washington, California, and Oregon, you might want to kind of, you know, send a memo or an email to family members coming. And I know we make jokes about this, but this is some serious stuff. If people don't understand that there's a quarantine and they left their cats for the weekend, that's a problem, okay? Because they got to get back to their cats. You know, personally, I have somebody check on the cats because I don't want them away. But a lot of people don't leave town for 2-3 weeks because the cats have their potty boxes. They do whatever, and then all of a sudden they can't come back for 14 days, or they have to do a quarantine before. You know, once they get there, I mean, what about the people that want to go back and forth? So there needs to be some guidance. People also want to know what are the ramifications of people that don't follow through. California, they're pretty serious. They're not messing around with this. They are, if you're coming to California, you need to self-quarantine. Now, Disneyland's closed, so, you know, it's not going to ruin your Disneyland trip. Disneyland is still closed. But that means you're not going to go and help cook or go to the beaches or that's them basically telling you, if you're coming to our state, don't. Because we're not going to let you do anything. So, you know, it's getting serious. And states are trying to control their own epidemic, their own pandemic. They're trying to do the best they can. And, you know, here's my thing with it. All right. I just don't know what control we have. People are scared. And they're scared they're going to violate rules. They're scared that their restaurant or their business can't survive much longer. They're scared, which, you know, we're going to talk about next. And you know, they're also scared about COVID. It's interesting, though. When I talk to people, you don't really hear them saying, oh, I'm scared about COVID. People just aren't. And why aren't they scared? Why aren't we seeing more people scared of COVID? Well, because, again, they are being inundated with so many different pieces of information where, you know, somebody only got COVID for a day or two and felt fine. Others had COVID with no symptoms. And then we heard people were in the hospital dying of COVID. So you really kind of have this disparity of information. And, you know, we start to lose that boy who cried wolf. And or you start to see the boy who cried wolf. If I tell somebody that I'm a little worried because I'm hearing the hospitals are getting full, after 9 months of this, people are like, oh, really? So, you know, we'll keep you guys, you know, posted. California, they say, has now hit over 1 million COVID cases. Governor Newsom said no signs of the virus slowing down. So if you are planning on traveling to California, you might want to think twice and double check the rules because you might have quarantine. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Elon Musk is back in the news, but not because of Tesla or some of his other cool tech things that he's working on, but because he is starting to doubt some of the, quote, bogus COVID-19 test results that he personally got. So he tweeted that he took four rapid tests that had conflicting results. The Tesla CEO and third richest man in the world
had initially tweeted Thursday night that, quote, something extremely bogus is going on regarding COVID-19 testing. He said two tests came back negative, two came back positive, same machine, same test, same nurse. Musk said he took the rapid antigen test from BD, meaning probably from Becton Dickinson, that was the brand. And he said, if it's happening to me, it's happening to others. He says, I'm getting PCR tests from separate labs. Results will take about 24 hours. One Twitter user said revenues from tests are likely not bogus and very consistent, and he wrote back exactly. Now, Musk initially tweeted that his symptoms were nothing unusual, those of a typical cold. He said mild sniffles and coughs, slight fever the past few days. He told one Twitter user who asked how he was feeling, he goes, right now, no symptoms, although I did take NyQuil. Now, he's a billionaire, and he has previously downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic. In fact, I think in March he called it dumb. And he's South African-born. He's tech executive. He has called California's approach to it fascist, said the government was forcibly imprisoning people in their homes against all their constitutional rights. He, in an appearance on a Joe Rogan podcast, he called the probability of death from the virus extremely low, adding that it's almost like people really wanted a pandemic. He said, I think the mortality rate is much less than what, say, the World Health Organization was. He said it's much, much less. It's like probably at least an order magnitude less. So Elon Musk, I mean, a lot of people follow him, and he's voicing what many people are kind of scratching their head at. All right? You have part of the country going, this is crazy, we need to lock people down. If people don't listen, they need to get DNR orders. We need to triage. We have people falling out the windows of the hospital. We need more staff. We don't have enough treatment. People are dying and the cases are crazy. You have others, and Elon Musk obviously has access to, you know, data and, you know, the same numbers we're seeing. And he's like, you know, really, people? And it's frustrating as a medical, you know, provider, because some days I'm like, okay, really, people, did we really have to close down the whole entire world? On other days I'm like, okay, when are we going to kind of get hold of this thing? And I try to look at it as, well, we got the bad COVID and then we got, you know, the not so bad COVID. And the numbers are skewed. We don't know how many bad COVID cases we had. You can't just use the death rate number because many of them died also having pneumonia, heart disease, flu, etc. And so we can't also just say, look, if you are sick, you know, or you're a high-risk person, you're in trouble. If you're not high-risk, you're fine. So you can't really do that because the average person is at risk or they don't even know their risk factors. So there's a lot of young people out there going, okay, I'm good, I'm good. But they might have a coagulopathy. They might be at risk for blood clots. So then they might get this and they might start to clot. You know, we just don't have enough time to figure out a disease. You know, most of the diseases we've had out for centuries. We've had data for centuries on these diseases. You know, and so we're like, okay, this is why your diabetes might be doing this. This is why, you know, your blood pressure might be doing this. And still, we're learning as we go. I really think people with diabetes might be more at risk for cancer. And that hasn't really been, you know, talked about a lot. But what I'm seeing, I think that has to be something that has to be talked about more. You know, which is why we need to avoid getting diabetes and we need to get our diabetes in good control. Well, here we are with COVID, a brand new virus. We're basically 11 months in, even though we've probably had it longer. We're working with misinformation. We have politics injected into it. We have pharmaceutical companies that also, you know, need to make money. And because they are taking huge gambles on this, we have, media trying to, you know, pit whatever the president says and try to prove him wrong when maybe some things are correct and aren't wrong. And we have all these other factors and interests involved in this. And it's like, people, come on. We're talking about a disease. We're trying to grapple with this. We're trying to figure out what the hospitals need. We're trying to figure out what the economy needs. We're trying to figure out what the people need. And we're at the point now where I don't think anybody believes anything. I mean, look at what happened with the election. The polls made it sound like Biden was going to completely win. And then the night we were seeing Trump was ahead. All of a sudden the next day, oh, nope, he's not ahead anymore. Yeah, and then you start hearing, you know, the claims of fraud and allegation. People don't know what to believe anymore. They don't.
And when somebody is being told, well, looks like, you know, here we have this proof, this person says this, you know, rather than seeing shock from somebody else, they're like, oh, no, it's just fake, it's just fake. So the word out of everybody's mouth on the right and the left is it's fake, it's fake, it's fake. So what Elon Musk did, maybe it didn't help the situation, but it kind of highlights what many people are thinking. They're like, wait a second, my tests don't even match up. Okay, something's not right here. And so I think we could kind of easily solve this by going, guys, these numbers aren't exact numbers. We're working with the numbers we have. And what we can exactly say is COVID killed this amount of people. The other tens of thousands might have been COVID on top of this. Why? Because you notice people aren't getting the flu shot. A lot of people are like, nah, I'm not going to get the flu shot because I'm wearing a mask and I'm social distancing. Well, if anybody actually was honest about some of the COVID deaths going, guys, a lot of it was flu. A lot of the flu deaths we had, it got worse because of COVID. Nobody wants to say that. They want to say it was only COVID. Nobody wants to bring up flu. So are you surprised that people aren't getting their flu shot? Now, schools still being closed or closing back down. In fact, in New York City, parents are being told to plan for public school closures from Monday. Big Apple has gotten hit with a 2.83% test positivity rate. Schools have a 0.17 positive test rate. But de Blasio told parents to come up with a plan in case schools have to close on Monday. He's vowed to close schools completely if the positivity rate surpasses 3%. Bars and restaurants across New York City who are already struggling now have to be closed by 10 p.m. So they're starting to do curfews. Now, we've heard about curfews in Chicago, curfews in multiple places throughout the United States. Here's the thing with curfews, okay, with gyms and restaurants. If people are told if you're going to go out, you got to do it now between this time and this time, you start having a flood of people. The gyms are going to be crowded. A lot of people do late-night workouts or middle-of-the-night workouts. They're not going to stop their workouts, which means now they're going to try to come early. So you got to kind of be careful. You almost want to spread things out. I have a salon, and we're like, well, you know what? If we can't have X amount of people during the normal working hours, then why don't we extend hours so then it could, you know, we could thin out the number of people coming in. So I'm a little nervous about curfews because I think a lot of people are like, will be then trying to, you know, crunch and get in, you know, get what they want to get in, you know, they're done, whether it's your food or they're eating or they're going out or they're game on or they're dating or they're working out. So, you know, but we are going to see school closures again. And once you've closed down a city, once you've urged quarantine, once you've made those decisions, it's very easy to the cat's out of the bag. So we're going to see a lot of this back and forth. Will a Biden administration save everybody? Would a Trump second term save everybody? The person who's going to save us is guiding us through how to live with this virus, whether it means extra hospitals, extra medical centers, vaccination, but it's going to be somebody that's going to try to calm down the hype such that, you know, people can still live a normal life. Because if COVID is here to stay, we can't be locked up for year after year after year. It's just not going to work. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.